This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I talked to Destin up there today. Now then. One of my favorite things to do is to get on the jet and head to Planet Rick. So here we are again with Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit, joining us once again as we talk a little urban street self-defense. How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I am great today. It is a beautiful day. The weather's not too hot, not humid. It is like a gorgeous day here in Detroit, man. How about you? How are you doing today?
Today I got out there and I'm trying very hard to make a quick turnaround and get back to the way I used to be.
Okay.
Which was when I got into radio. That was after about 35 years of constant activity. And I got into radio, that's when I started having weight issues. So I've been lifting now very dedicatedly for the last month. I can see the gains. I can see that I'm shrinking where I need to shrink. I can see that I'm, you know, getting back where rounding out where I want to be rounded out. And I haven't adjusted my diet or anything to that, but I am working to it. And it's just, you know, it's process. You know it.
Yeah, that's one of the you know, the things that you get to see after a spell of, actually going through the process, man, the dedication and adhering to the regimen, and you actually start to feel better. And even better than feeling better is when you look at yourself and you can see, you know, some changes happening. And even that dwarfs by external feedback you get from people who see you on a regular basis, and then they take another look at you and say, hey, you've been working out? You know, and you suppress that grin on your face, and you go, well, yeah, I have, you know. It's very satisfying.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go, no.
Right.
Anyway, right. Now to that end, though, this will be quite helpful in the self-defense side as well. I mean, it's a lot easier to move. It's a lot easier to do things like get out of the car, get in the car, you know, just crazy stuff. Just regular everyday stuff. But anyway, as now for you, and I got to be honest, I would be very amused to see this happen. I'd probably come up there just to watch it unfold and see if you could find me a nice bag chair so I could sit on the side of the street and watch it unfold. Would you ever expect to have Antifa operating in Detroit?
Gosh. Would I expect them? I don't know if I'm familiar enough to know, would they find Detroit the place that they would want to come protest? I would definitely hope that they wouldn't find, you know, our political environment here, you know, in some way attractive to them. I think they're bad news, and I would hate for them to show up, man.
Well, you know, I think one of the things they depend upon is that nobody's going to take them and drag them behind a building and cut their heads off or something like that, which in a high crime area, right? Like, I don't know. I would expect to see them in Detroit in the same vein I might would see them in Chicago or Baltimore. Although, is Detroit as bad as all that nowadays?
When you say as bad, I mean, we definitely have our challenges, man. I'll tell you, you know, I myself personally, I live my life, you know, to, you know, the fullest, and I don't let a lot of concern deter me from, you know, living my life and doing the things that I enjoy doing. But to that same end, to that, in that same vein, there are a lot of things that I don't do because I'm fully aware of, you know, the relative risk of certain activities. Like, I don't really spend a lot of time in high traffic areas, particularly late at night. Like, I usually tell people, you know, stay away from, you know, gas stations, you know, after dark. If you can't get the gas during the day, you know, they can wait till the next day. Get your gas in the morning.
Right.
Stay away from the neighborhood convenience stores, you know, which are high with people loitering outside. Not saying that panhandlers are dangerous, but that type of environment where there's just people hanging out on the street after dark in high traffic areas, man, is just not a good look for me. And gas stations, you know, gas stations and liquor stores and all those types of places, man, that after dark, you know, in an urban environment, I just avoid them and just stay away. The best defense, man, is not to be there, you know?
Yeah, that's one of my theories I have about gunfighters. Gunfighters, how not to be where the trouble is.
And, you know, here in Detroit, man, there's an interesting strategy that our leadership here in the city have taken, man. They have put these fancy, high-tech, green-light cameras that participating businesses who have signed on to their program for the appropriate fee to be a part of the program, you know, and they have these high-definition, high-resolution cameras that, you know, I've seen some of the results that they posted in the media of people who've committed crimes, man. They give crystal clear pictures, and you can, like, if you know the person that committed the crime, you have a perfect picture of that person to identify them. You know, I just think it's a false sense of security because all a camera can do, man, is just, you know, document you being victimized. You know, I'd rather not be there and not be on the camera having someone attacking me, you know. I'm like, what was that, the Karate Kid? Hey, man, best way to defend yourself is don't be there.
Yeah. Is Chief Craig still the police chief in Detroit?
He is still our police chief. And as a matter of fact, he is endorsing, by the way, in case you hadn't heard, he's endorsing putting some video cameras and stuff all over town, man. And basically, you know, in a sense, wants to, you know, keep the city, you know, under digital control, I guess, you know, one way of trying to, you know, stem the violent crime. But then you have people like me who don't want to live in a police state and have your every move, you know, recorded and documented. Not that I'm doing anything illegal, but I just don't like the idea of being watched and monitored every time I walk outside the house.
You know, I am almost certain, though, in the last two cities where I've seen you, for example, I'll bet you they have video surveillance all over. And we just don't notice it.
You know what they say, ignorance is bliss. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm not engaging in any activity. But you know what? Just the mere thought of it, I find abhorrent.
You know the reason they're going to do that, don't you? It has nothing to do with trying to catch you in doing something bad.
Please enlighten me.
They want to know your buying trends, and as you walk by a store where you might buy something, they want to flash something at you going, hey, Rick, why don't you come in here? This has your favorite kind of T-shirt in it. Coming up on the first break. I saw that in Minority Report, by the way, Rick. Coming up on the first break with my friend Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick, urban street self-defense from someone who practices it daily, teaches it daily, and is very successful in its pursuit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. One tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector talking self-defense and everything. Is there something? Is there somewhere you want to go tonight? Is there some topic that you want to expound upon tonight?
You know, as a matter of fact, there has been a topic that, like, literally fell onto my radar, man. And it's a topic that I've seen, unfortunately, a lot of times, you know, over the years. And this particular moment, I felt particularly motivated to actually speak on it in some fashion or another, man, because I think it's relevant. You know, straight out of the headlines here in Detroit, but I know it plays out in major cities all across the country, man. Unfortunately, here in Detroit, just a few days ago, one of the most disturbing stories, you know, has gotten a lot of media play on all our radio and TV stations, and stay with me here. You might think I'm a little off the beaten path, but it concerns itself with a dog attack, man. And it was really bad. As a matter of fact, it wasn't just one dog. It was three dogs working in tandem, working together, that attacked a 9-year-old. And this attack was so vicious, man, that the 9-year-old didn't make it. They actually, you know, the dogs actually killed the 9-year-old, man. And I was like, wow, you know, that's really sad and that's really distressing. And you know what? I thought about it the last few days and I said, well, I think this is the topic I want to approach today. When you think about personal protection, you know, animal attacks, particularly dog attacks. Now, here, I want to bring this home. I want to make it real. I want to make it tangible. Have you ever been in a situation where you came into contact with a dog or dogs, plural, in which you for at least a moment felt that you were in danger of being attacked by this dog or these dogs working together?
I have not me personally. Now, my father did. And this one really concerned me because my father is like 80 years old. And he was out back, and two dogs from the neighbors got out. And my dad is an old mountain man, so came from the hills. So when he sees a dog in his yard that he don't want to be in his yard, he yells at him to get out of there. So he did, and these dogs came at him in tandem.
Okay.
And he backed up on the front porch. He took a chair and stuck it between them and tried to keep on moving it. He could have gone in his house, but his little yappy dog, that, you know, he has one of those little yappy, looks more like a gerbil, but it's their dog. And if he opens the door, the yappy dog is going to come out and probably get torn apart by these dogs. So he's not opening the door. And he told me that he got really, really scared about that. And I said, you need to go do this right now. And he went out and bought a Ruger L9.
Right.
That little 9mm. And I said, now from here on out, you carry it, and if a dog comes at you, you shoot him, and you shoot him right in the body.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing, man. I know I personally have had a couple of close calls with dogs, and I remember I was, for whatever reason, I can't even remember the circumstances, but I was walking down my block, man, and this dog came out of nowhere. And I just instinctively, man, you know, I carry a gun for personal protection. I instinctively, you know, got ready for a gunfight. I got ready to, you know, I have my hand under my shirt. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just counting the seconds to how long I have to react. And the owner of the dog comes out with their hands up and they're running towards me and they're like, wait, he won't bite, he won't bite, he won't bite. And this dog is just barking his head off and is showing teeth and gnarling. You know, for all practical purposes and intent, this dog looked fairly vicious to me. I didn't know this dog, and had that owner not ran out there to intervene, man, I think I would have shot that woman's dog. But,
yeah,
you know, it's not something I look forward to, something that, I would relish. I mean, after all, it's a dog. It's you know, one of God's creatures, man. And that's the thing that I want to make sure I put out there. You know, the thing is that I personally believe there's no such thing as a bad dog, man. There's really bad owners, man. And if they don't raise their dogs right, or if they have these ideas that they're training these dogs for, you know, personal protection or protection of their home, that they have to be of a certain temperament, and maybe they're not investing in any professional training for these dogs to be mindful of their owner's commands and to only behave, you know, in an aggressive fashion when, you know, they've been trained to address those scenarios, then okay, great. But if there's a dog and it's loose and it's vicious and it's showing teeth and it's attacking, you got to do what you got to do. But here's the thing. I don't believe there's any such thing as a bad dog. But, hey, I have to put this disclaimer out there, man. I don't want you to get any hate email. You know, I know there's a lot of dog owners out there. And we, you know, I don't want you to be on the hey, man, Rick and Bill were talking about shooting dogs, man. No, that's the
first time. Listen. This is not the first time I've discussed this. This is not the first time I've discussed this because a lot of owners of dogs, like you said, very malfeasant with these animals. And I have two dogs of my own, and I love dogs. But if a dog comes at me and I can't talk the dog out of coming at me, and you're going to know pretty quick, well, you know, sorry.
So like I said, I've been fairly emotionally invested in this topic, man, so I looked into it. You know, as a country, man, we are a country of dog owners. There's over 60 million households that have at least one dog, man. Dogs are everywhere.
I wish I had stock in a dog food company.
And unfortunately, there's a small percentage of owners out here who are irresponsible, and this leads to 4.7 million people being attacked by dogs in the United States every year. And of those 4.7 million attacks, 800,000 of those attacks result in the need for medical attention. The person who's been
Let's expand on that in the next segment, please, because we're coming up on the break.
We will definitely do that.
Outstanding. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada.
I had important and good meetings both with Chrystia today as well as with Prime Minister Trudeau. I thank them profusely for their solidarity with the United States on a wide range of issues.
Pompeo says the meetings were a positive step forward towards strengthening the U.S. and Canada's economic and security relationship. Vice President Mike Pence is traveling the country pushing the passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Today, Pence was in Utah talking about how President Trump has delivered on campaign promises.
The American economy is booming. And this president has brought all that about by putting into practice all the things that we said we would do.
Pence also says that the unemployment rate is at an all-time low, and the state of Utah has added around 125,000 jobs in the last year. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Hector, this is Planet Rick. Urban street self-defense, which is not just confined to the two-legged predator, as Rick is pointing out. How big of a thing is that in Detroit?
You know, I've been trying to track down some Detroit stats on it, and I haven't been able to pin that down to Detroit. I've been looking, but I've been looking at it in the aggregate from a national concern. The reason why it just captivated me so, man, is that we had those two incidents, and they had two very different outcomes. The one outcome, obviously, we're talking about a nine-year-old who's being attacked by nine vicious dogs that proceeded to kill that nine-year-old. And then just yesterday, there was a grown man, an adult, who was lawfully armed, and he was attacked by a dog, and the dog lunged at him and tried to bite him. The dog missed because he managed to move. And then when the dog lunged again, he actually managed to shoot the dog. And great thing for him is that he was able to defend himself. He escaped injury. But the other thing is that obviously, you know, one, his awareness was engaged. He wasn't completely caught off guard. And most dogs, when they're going to attack, man, you're probably going to hear them before they get there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, two, he didn't miss, man. Well, you know, You didn't miss. You got to practice, you know. And the other thing is that I want to, you know, make sure that be mindful if you can, man, that you're looking at where you're actually trying to shoot this dog, because you don't want to miss. You know, if you can get body contact with the muzzle on that dog, man, by all means, that would be the best shot to take. Yeah. And I know it's a lot of stuff going on, man, but anytime you shoot a dog, or if you're shooting in general in self-defense and you're putting a round of ammunition into the environment, what's one thing we got to be mindful of, Bill? In your
what do we have to be mindful of?
Exactly.
But what's behind my target?
If I miss, where is it going? Or if I happen to shoot a round and we have over-penetration and that round goes through that dog, that bullet is still going to end up somewhere, man. It's still going to go somewhere. And you still own it, whether you were being attacked by a vicious dog or not. And, you know, I was just doing my homework, man. And aside from those tips that I just shared, what are some of the things that, outside of what I've just shared, that you would think that a lot of people would give you, you know, in terms of basic survival or defending yourself about being approached by an aggressive dog? What are some of the things you think you'll probably hear?
Well, it depends. If it's a single dog?
Yeah, let's just take this one dog. It's one dog that has approached you and he's giving indications that he's rather aggressive and that he may be entertaining the thought of attacking you. What are some things that you might typically hear from people giving you advice on how to handle that confrontation?
I don't really know what the right answer is to this. Now, see, I'm going to stand my ground. I'm definitely not going to try to run from them because there isn't anything on this planet nowadays that I can outrun. So I'm going to have to stand my ground with them and take my chances.
Let me tell you, if you were at your best age, man, and when you were in your top physical condition,
I'm not outrunning that dog, you know.
You're still not going to outrun a dog. He's going to catch you eventually. So yeah, you know, running is not an option. What are some other things that might come to mind?
Well, I'm going to try to keep eye contact with it. I know that some dogs find, I have heard that dogs find that quite aggressive, but I'm going to try to judge how much room I've got between him and me. If he is within a certain distance, I'm probably going to be guns up on him and just hope he goes away.
Some of the things that, you know, what the experts and the authorities, these are the things that they'll tell you. You know, there's a couple of phases to this whole attack thing. There's the pre-attack phase, man. And this is where the dog is coming at you aggressively, and they have a literal laundry list of things that you shouldn't do, right? First and foremost, they're going to tell you to stay calm. Two, don't run. You're not going to outrun a dog. A dog will beat you every single time. And while you're running, once he jumps on your back and knocks you off, depending on how much weight he has, he's probably going to knock you over and be on top of you. You know, so stay calm. Don't run. And here's the thing that surprised me. They said, don't even smile at the dog. Try to be, you know, like
your teeth.
You're showing your teeth, and that is something that will set a dog off if he's aggressive, you know. And then once we talk about some of the things before the pre-attack phase, man, then we move into, I saw some websites of these martial art guys, man, and they were doing some moves, you know, on simulated dogs, and I'm thinking that's probably outside of the skill set of the average citizen who's just walking his kids or walking with his parents down the street, man, you know, in terms of strafing and kicking and karate chops and pressure points on dogs, man, that I think is not probably going to be a good solution for a lot of people, man. And then, you know, once you start talking about pre-attack phase, you know, and then maybe you can preemptively strike and defend yourself against an attacking dog, now they're telling you how to basically be a perfect victim and to avoid engaging in certain activities or exposure that's going to put your life in danger. Do you have any idea what some of these tips they have to avoid giving this dog the ability to kill you while he's attacking you?
Well, I'm going to try to stay on my feet because he's going to probably go for my neck. Certain breeds are going to go for your neck. And that's a bad thing. Because if I have to go hand-to-hand with a dog, I'm going for his neck. I'm going to try to get around behind him and get his neck. And that's...
You know? And I definitely see where you're going with that. I do.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to get a hold of the dog by his head because that's his weapon. His mouth, his jaws, that's his weapon. If a dog's coming at me, it's so much easier, and you're taking so many variables out that are going to be in play if you just shoot the dog. I mean, if you're going to get in there and get into a hand-to-hand thing, you better have a whole lot of body strength, especially depending on the breed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of the things to also keep in mind, man, is that once this dog has made up its mind to attack you, you know, before you can mount an effective defense, hopefully you're armed, and hopefully you've had, you know, the mindset to keep those things that we talked about earlier in the top of your mind, you know, the things that you want to look at doing. You know, if he's lunging, you may want to give him something to actually occupy himself. If you're carrying something, or if you can take a jacket off, or he can take a shirt off, you know, especially if you're not shy.
Coming up on the break, I want to finish that up because this is good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. And, yeah, we're talking about being attacked by a dog in the urban environment. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Ector, a very interesting topic about how, you know, not all the predators you're going to come across are going to be the two-legged variety. Some are going to be the four-legged variety, and you need to think about a few things. Like you were talking about, if a dog is charging you, you know, with knife fighting, when you're a knife fighter, your lead hand, they always tell you to put the back of your hand towards somebody that's a knife fighter, because you don't really have arteries, you just have veins in the back of your arms. So if I have to offer something unprotected, it's going to be the back of my arm.
And, you know, as I was thinking about that, you know, let me ask you a personal question with regards to carrying your gun.
Sure.
Let's see. And there's no judgments whatsoever, just like a one-person survey.
Yeah.
How often do you personally carry your gun?
Every day.
See,
and I home
carry. And you fall under that class of people such as myself. I carry every single day. I walk outside the door, and if I notice that I somehow forgot, I will drop what I'm doing literally and go back and go get it. And I carry even when I'm at home. I'm at home right now, and guess where my gun is? My gun is right next to me as I sit here at the table talking to you. My gun is always around me. But I'm cognizant of the fact that all gun owners or gun carriers, people with carry permits, people who carry, they don't carry everywhere, every day, 24/7 like you and I do. You know, I wish that they would, but you know what? You can't mandate, you know, carrying your gun everywhere. I wish more people would, but in those situations where you're out and about, man, and heaven forbid you get attacked by a dog, man, especially when this scenario just happened. It's literally on TV every time you cut on the news, where we're dealing with the aftermath of this dog attack. So the thing is, man, if you don't have your gun or you don't have a gun and this vicious dog is about to attack you, You got to give them something, man. You got to give them something. If you're carrying a bag or a purse, use that to lead with, and hopefully you can get that dog to engage with that. Maybe a jacket or something. Something that's not you. And if, you know what? If you have to, you may have to give them a forearm, man. You may have to give them a forearm to latch on to and to protect your critical areas. Because if he gets a hold of your wrist, he gets a hold of your neck, hold of your face, it could be, you know, very, very vicious. And you may fall into those class of people who don't survive, you know, these vicious dog attacks, man.
So, I might give him my arm just to get him close enough to me to jam a gun into his chest and start pulling the trigger.
And, you know, anytime you're talking about using your gun, whether it's a two-legged predator or a four-legged predator being a dog that's violently attacking you,
right?
You know, you have to depend on where your local laws are in terms of, you know, actually notifying the police, man, because they're definitely going to be engaged and let, you know, local laws and customs prevail. And I know it's outside of the scope, man, but hopefully, you know, your listeners, if they're ever involved in one of these attacks, man, and you have to use their gun and their firearm, hopefully they have some type of legal protection plan that they're involved with that can offer them some protection. You know,
I gotta get back on that. I haven't talked about that legal protection part of it in a while. I need to get back on that, but.
Well, you know, it's so critical, man. I mean, if the people who listen to this show carry guns for personal protection and self-defense, man, heaven forbid, but hey, if they ever have to use that gun, man, well, everyone always talks about the things that happened before the attack, the actual attack, you defending yourself, man, okay, and now what happens next? I mean, it's really important.
Definitely really important, so... Yeah, I'm going to have to get back on that tip. I used to cover that every week, and I haven't in a long time. But that's because that business has been sort of in flux since NRA decided they were going to get into it. And hopefully everything's settled down now. They've gotten back out of it where they probably should never have been in it in the first place. But, you know, that's not even for me to decide.
Well, you know, they had a good partnership, and it was working out. And, you know, I think, you know, when you look at the industry, you know, that industry is bringing in a lot of customers and it brings in a lot of cash. And I think they wanted to, you know, say, hey, well, why should we have to partner with someone and only get a percentage? And, you know, well, we can have it all. And, you know, that partnership fell out. And here's the other thing to keep in mind, you know, and I'm not necessarily pushing one organization or another, man, but there are other providers out there that offer this protection and this service. You know, I'm just saying, unless you're independently wealthy, you need to cover yourself financially.
Yeah, you do.
You know, whenever I become wealthy, you know, I'm not wealthy yet, man, but whenever I become wealthy, I will make sure I still have a protection plan where if I ever, God forbid, I ever have to use my gun in self-defense, I have a way to cover myself, to protect myself. And, you know, that's something that we all have to keep in mind.
It is. It is. The question becomes, and I'm very interested in what you would have to say about it, in a urban area like Detroit, do you recommend calling the police if you have to get into a gunfight with a dog? Which is not technically a gunfight, but you know what I'm saying.
But, you know, if I actually used my gun and I shot that dog, yeah, I would definitely call the police and I would stay there until they arrived. But, you know, the thing is, if there's a call of a man with a gun and a man shooting a gun, our normal response time would go out the window, man. A man with a gun, person shooting a gun, that's like an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing, and you will get a response from the Detroit Police Department fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will be there, and we'll receive them. And all the things that we talk about, if we haven't talked about it yet during the segment, about how to conduct yourself when the police come onto the scene or if you're ever approached by law enforcement.
That's what we ought to do. You know? That's what we ought to do next week, how to receive the police. I like the way you put that, how to receive the police.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, there's a right way, and then there's some ways that aren't so right, man. And
so, in the remaining time we've got left, just to set the stage. So if I'm having to receive the police when they show up, I shouldn't go, "Why, hello, police. Welcome to my gunfight. Will you hold this for me while you guys do your job? I'm going to be sitting over here projectile vomiting now. Thanks. I'm going to go into shock." All right. That's probably not the way to do it, is it?
No, it's not. And I'm not even going to steal any thunder. We're going to ask and invite everyone to tune in the next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern to hear about how to properly receive, address, and interact with police after a shooting.
Do not take my example. That's item number one. Completely disregard what I just did. And one thing though, do not try to tell everything at one time.
Man, you're making it really hard for me to hold back, man. But
no,
you know what?
We don't have time.
I can't. You know, I need to give it the proper.
Well, see, yeah, you're going to fill in the details. I'm just getting out here being a goofball, and you're going to give them the details, and we'll follow that next week. You got 40 seconds, real quick. How do they find Rick Hector?
I'm all over the place. If you Google my name, and it feels really good to say this, if you just type in R-I-C-K, that's Rick, last name Hector, E-C-T-O-R, you will find me. My username is Detroit CCW on all the social media sites of interest, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. If it's a major social site, you'll find me.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure. And I can't wait to talk about the legal aftermath of a shooting with you, next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Very good. Everybody, join us then. Right now, hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.